Item number four, proposed land transactions. This is a briefing, public hearing, and decision. And we have, for the last time, Dan Budd, who's retiring, going to walk us through this land transaction. We'll all be teary-eyed while you're doing it.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. On today's agenda, the Department is recommending the purchase of a conservation easement, the acceptance of a fence easement, and a property exchange. In the interest of time, I'm going to pass the process, but I want to point out that it is posted online with the agenda. The first item is the proposed purchase of a conservation easement on the 111-acre Springgrass Ranch in Okanagan County. This conservation easement is part of the Meadow Watershed Project, which has been evaluated and approved through the Department's Lands 2020 process. The property is located northwest of Winthrop in the Rendezvous area overlooking the Meadow Valley. The property has a high potential for conversion to subdivision and residential development. The purchase of the conservation easement will prohibit subdivision and further residential development and protect sensitive shrub steppe habitat and significant winter range for mule deer. Located between two major blocks of the Meadow Wildlife Area, this conservation easement will also protect critical migration corridors for mule deer. The conservation easement will be associated with and monitored in conjunction with the management of the Meadow Wildlife Area. Annual monitoring costs are estimated at $750. The purchase of the conservation easement is being funded by a grant from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Because the property will remain in private ownership, there will be no maintenance costs. The second item on today's agenda is the acceptance of an easement for an elk fence located in the West Valley area of Yakima County. The purpose of the fence is to protect lower elevation orchards from elk wintering in the area. The fence runs for several miles on neighboring lands in either direction from this site. The original fence built in 1981 was inappropriately removed by an employee of the neighboring landowner. That landowner has passed away, and his heir moved quickly to remedy the situation and has provided the labor to rebuild the fence. To prevent this from occurring again, their heir has offered the department an easement at no cost for the rebuilt fence, which is now located just inside their property line. The department will also be provided an easement to access the new fence for maintenance and repair. The third and final item today is a land exchange in the Meadow Valley of Okanagan County. The property involved is located between Twisp and Winthrop, about 2 miles east of Highway 20, and is associated with the Meadow Wildlife Area. The exchange involves 60 acres of department land and 60 acres of land owned by the Lehman family. The department land shown here in purple bisects the Lehman land shown here in yellow and leaves their block of land isolated from each other. And I want to mention that Tammy has passed out a package, and it's the piece that was handed out separately is a depiction of how the exchange will happen, where what's originally there and what will become. Because the Lehman property is an operating cattle ranch, it is necessary for lessees to get crossing permits from the department to move cattle from one property to the other. The Lehman family has requested an exchange of land, which would alleviate the need for crossing permits and associated delays. The proposed configuration would straighten out the department's fence lines and increase the amount of department-owned south slope bitterbrush, which is a key habitat for mule deer migration. The department supports this exchange as it will improve neighbor relations and provide more efficient weed management and more effective management of the department's land for habitat and wildlife values. The department recommends the commission approve the land transactions as presented, and I would be glad to address any questions.
Thank you. Any questions? Commissioner Schmitten.
Well, Dan, I do have a question. Well, let me just start by saying that I think You represent the highest example of professionalism from a public employee that I know. I have been so impressed with you through the years that you've been before us, and I just wanted to say that. Okay, here's a question. This deals with the Springgrass Ranch, the conservation easement, and what, other than no development, you know, what rights do the public get from a conservation easement? Can they access the ground? Can other than stymieing any development, are there other things that the public receives?
Not as far as public access to the property. No, the main gist of a conservation easement is taking away the development rights, which accomplishes 90% other than access to the property. If we buy our conservation easements in the right, place them on the right properties, we will obtain our objectives at a cost savings to the agency. We don't have to pay the full market value of the property, but it doesn't put the public onto the property.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Is there any public input? No public input. Then Commissioner Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to approve the proposed land transactions as presented and second Commissioner Smith's endorsement of an outstanding colleague and gentleman.
Thank you.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second, Madam Chair.
Commissioner Carpenter has seconded the motion to approve the land transactions as presented. And the appreciation for Dan Budd. Further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Okay, before you leave, we're not going to let you go quite yet. I think we all need to recognize your contribution and the pleasure that it has been working with you. So I wanted to mention some adjectives that I thought of when I heard that you were retiring, and I thought, well, I got to say something about what a great person Dan is. Number one, very responsive. You've listened to the commission over the years. You've provided us with all the information that we've asked for, and you've redesigned the way that you present land transactions to anticipate what our questions would be. So responsiveness, preparedness, highly diplomatic, exemplary professionalism, and most of all, just a real gentleman. You just exemplify the word gentleman. So I think Director Anderson, do you want to add to this little love fest here for Dan?
Well, I'd be happy to. Dan was awarded one of the most prestigious awards that we have, which is the Director's Award. At our recent award ceremony here in May, because of many of the things and thoughts that have been expressed by you here today. One of the things that we called out that was particularly extraordinary is that he's been before the Fish and Wildlife Commission 250 times.
Is that a record?
Well, to the best of our knowledge, it's a record. No one seems to be stepping up to try to break it either, but... But he's, you know, I think from a land conservation perspective, I think that's the tower of contribution that Dan has made is all of the work that he has done and the recommendations that he has brought forward to the commission has resulted in an enormity of land set aside for conservation, and that's going to pay dividends to the citizens of the state for decades to come. So, and he's been a delight to work with, and I wasn't sure about the gentleman part, but But I've had a lot of fun working with him. I hate to see him go, but he's certainly had a very distinguished and productive career here, and we're going to miss him.
Good luck. And what are you going to do?
I'm going to go look at the land that we've bought. I do want to say it's been an honor and a real pleasure, and I can't imagine a different career that would have ever satisfied my desires. Thank you all very much.
Okay. Yeah. Best of luck. Enjoy yourself. You deserve it.